Lord, we honor you. King, we worship you. We exalt you. Everlasting to everlasting is your name. What can we say of your faithfulness, of your goodness, of your loving kindness? Blessed be your name, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. As you have ushered us into this new year, greater things will yet happen. Blessings abound. Grace abound. Goodness abounds. Favor of you. Lord, as we go through the tumble and trouble of this year, we need you every hour. Be down near us and teach us your will. And in your will, make us rich in your promises to fulfill. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Let everyone say amen. Let the church say amen. And let those who have survived to see a new year say amen. It didn't come easy. It didn't come easy. It just didn't come easy. Thank God. Happy survival in the name of Jesus. Welcome into the year 2013. A year of many loops. A year of many loops. A year of many loops. As a text message we send across to you this morning says, you receive grace to be God's ambassadors in every aspect of your life in Jesus' name. You receive grace and enablement to be set apart for Him in all you do in the name of Jesus. And you receive grace to live with eternity in view. Therefore, you look up in all respect in the name of Jesus. And you will receive grace to have heaven-ordained success in your endeavors in the name of Jesus Christ. Once more, welcome to the year 2013, a year of many looks, a year in which we will see many things in different fronts, a year of many happenings that will further mark the end of the age to usher in Jesus, a year of many heart-rending experiences and perplexities in the larger world. But for you, who will remain set apart for Him? A year of outpouring of favor and grace. A year of outpouring of favor and grace. As many lives as will walk in righteousness and call upon the name of the Lord. A year in which the Lord will take you beyond your widest imaginations and dreams. In the name of Jesus. A year of divine visitation to individuals, institutions, churches, nations, as we look up to Him in the name of Jesus. A year of so many views, especially of Christianity, doctrines, lifestyle, and worship with attendant apostasy. I can announce to you that many will draw back. John 6:66. Many will be stirred no longer to be in the way. This year, may that not be you in the name of Jesus. I can tell you that this year of many views will make the love of many wax cold. Many will compromise. They will begin to follow from afar off. Their zeal will win. They won't be up there as they had been before. A year of so many voices in the political terrain, in our social lives, in governance. Many voices for, many voices against. A year in which the days will be evil. I wish I could tell you otherwise, that it will be evil. But a year in which God will help you redeem the time in the name of Jesus Christ. A year in which those who do know their God and who walk set apart for Him shall be strong and do great exploits. That even though despoilation, even though grief, even though calamities, even though happenings are around them, you shall dwell in safety and receive the outpouring of grace and favor in the name of Jesus Christ. So look up unto Him, look on Him, hold Him tenaciously, and you will do exploits. So the call is to look up. Look up. Everybody say look up. Literally, look up. Spiritually, look up. In every area, look up. You know, there's something with looking down. Anytime you see somebody looking down along the main road, you know something is amiss. There's something with looking down. You're greeting somebody and he's looking down, you know something is amiss. Look up. That's what God is saying this year. Look up. That's where you will have your help. That's where salvation will come from. That's where grace will abound. Look up. Don't look in. Don't look down. Don't look sideways. Don't ever look back. Just look up. So Isaiah 51 verse 1 says, hearken. There are three hearkens in that passage. 11 verses, three hearkens. And when God is saying hearken, God is calling for attention. He's asking those who have ears to hear. He's asking the spirit to be stirred up. Hearken. Please hear. Hearken to me. You that follow after righteousness. You can see the distinction. He didn't say hearken everybody. He didn't say hearken Nigeria. He didn't say hearken the whole world. He didn't say hearken the multitude. He said I'm making a distinction. Hearken to me. You that follow after righteousness. You that will desire to seek the Lord. Look up. Look up. Look unto the rock from where you were hewn. Look unto your source. Look unto your origin. Look up. Don't ever look away. Look unto the whole of the pit from where you were dug. Look up. And he reminded us, look unto Abraham and Sarah, examples of walking through the hard terrain when no man gave them a chance, when life circumstances say it's all over, when physiological processes, no, you can't beat us. Because he who commanded Abraham to look up in Genesis 15:5-6 has spoken, nothing could alter it. Around him was hopelessness. Around him was deviation. Lot and Sodom and Gomorrah were thriving. But he said, Abraham, look up. And Abraham looked up. And the Bible said it was counted unto him for righteousness because he dared to believe. He said, God, I believe your report. The things I see around and the hearings I hear, the views I see, they are not comforting. There are things that make one sad sack. But I dare to believe your report. So friend, look up. Look up. That's all God is saying. Look up. He said, I called Abraham alone. I called him alone. But as he kept looking up, walking with me in righteousness, I increased him. Hallelujah. And not only increased him, I blessed him. That would be you in the name of Jesus Christ. Alone. Passed over. Come in. And you choose to do nothing but to look up. Morning, look up. Afternoon, look up. Night, look up. You say, I will bless you and I will increase you in every dimension in the name of Jesus. Believe his report and it will be counted unto you for righteousness. So look up. The psalmist said, I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where comes my help? He asked a question and he said, look, as I lifted up my eyes, I found that my help came and comes and will come for everyone who would dare to look up from the Lord. Who has made heaven and earth. And so look up again. You will have help. Adequate help. Comprehensive help. To run the race of this year. That will be long in the name of Jesus. Look up. And as the psalmist said, he will not suffer your foot to be moved. He who keeps you is sure and stable. He will not slumber. He will not be late. He will not be inadequate. He will not be found lagging behind. At the moment you need him, look up. He will be there. Sufficiency. He's your keeper. He's your security. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord will be your shade on your right hand. And the Lord will also keep you by the left hand. The sun will not smite you by day. The vagaries of the weather. You will hear of the doing of things. Just like he said, there will be many views. But they shall not come near your dwelling place. If you dwell in righteousness in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord is your shade on your right and on your left. Nothing, not even the moon, will smite you by night. The securities that men bring around them, real security, lifetime security, monetary security, mortgage security, legacy security, property security, they will fail them. They will fail them. They will crumble. But the Lord, who is your keeper, will surround you. He will preserve you. He will preserve you from all evil. All, not some. Friend, here, look up. If you step out of line, you're on your own. But as you look up, He will preserve you from all evils. All, not one excepted. He will also preserve your soul. That's the greatest. That as you go through this year, with many views, with many looks, with many voices, and you shall begin to hear them manifest, because they will fulfill the divine timetable. He says, for you, He will preserve you from all evils. He will preserve you and preserve your soul. He will preserve your going out and your coming in. Is that not comprehensive security? The Lord will do it in the name of Jesus Christ. He will do it. He will preserve your surrounding. He will preserve that which belongs to you. He will preserve you in your going. So friend, look up. Look up to the hills of God. Look up unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Look up unto Him, who for the joy of the crown that was set before Him, endured the cross, despising the shame. Look up unto Him. You will have the tumults. They will come. You won't be immune from them. But like the mighty God has said and announced to us in Isaiah 51. Look at what He said in verse 7 there. Isaiah 51 verse 7. He says, hearken to me. Another hearken this time. You that know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my fear. He's speaking again to select people. He's not speaking to everyone. Because the world will increasingly listen to their own voices. And the voices will be in cacophony. They will not agree. The political terrain will stand up again. We think they're quieting. They will rise, especially in our nation. And He says, you pay attention. Hearken to me. You that know righteousness, if you will walk in holiness, if you will maintain right standing with God, and you fear only the Lord and have Him in dread, you that fear the Lord and walk in righteousness, in whose heart is my fear, fear not the reproach of men. Don't be afraid when you become the loner. Don't be afraid. There will be the hustle and bustle. There will be the 2 months of the year. You will weather through in the name of Jesus Christ. You will endure through it all in the name of Jesus. You will go through and nothing shall harm you. He says there in December 7, don't fear their reproach, neither be ye afraid of their revilings. When you stand down, they will cut you down. Seek to, but they will not be able. They will malign, but if you remain fearing the Lord in righteousness, you will stand again in the name of Jesus. And your greater standing shall be bigger than the former in the name of Jesus. Because heaven will work it to so be. Verse 8, he said, the moth shall eat them up like a garment. We ain't heard nothing yet. We saw some big political shakings. When at the beginning of 2011, God said He would shake. We didn't know how He would do it. We thought God would bring us up. No, He has His own doings. And He spared it to the last quarter of the year. And He began the shakings in bastions of power, right, left, and center. He says, look, the moth, ordinary moth, we eat them up like a garment. They'll be full of power, full of boasting, full of energy, full of fury. But they signify nothing before the presence of the Lord. Their sound will only roar and not bite, as it were. So the moth shall eat them up like a wool, but my righteousness shall be forever, and my salvation from generation to generation. That includes you this year in the name of Jesus Christ. So look up. Look up to the author and finisher, so that you will remain stable. When the tumors go around, so that you will be unmovable. When people despoil and bring reproach and try to bring you down, so that you will be unshaken in your resolve. You will be one man standing in many situations this year. In class, in business, in that executive board meeting, in your career. You will have occasions to be one man standing. But He said, don't fear their reproach. He will side you up in the name of Jesus. Remember, look up unto Him who endured the cross, despise the shame. And he said, you have not even resisted to the shedding of the blood. So, what's the fear? Begin now to fear every other fear. Let it be out of the way. This year, if you can only look up, fear will fear us in the name of Jesus. I say, fear will fear you in the name of Jesus. You know, there's something that happens when fear has gone out of the life of a man. The three Hebrew children came to a point, they were dangling death, dangling death, dangling death. I say, you will perish. They came to a point and said, I can only die once. And I can only die at the bidding of the Lord. And if we die doing right, living on the side of righteousness, what more do we need? We have made history and we have fulfilled our purpose. And they looked death in the face. And they looked the king in the face. And they looked the fiery furnace heated up 7 times that burns those who took them into the fire. And said, O king, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. We stand on the side of righteousness. We stand where the rock that brought us out says we should. We stand where heavenly opinion is. Even if we die, we have done our best. Did they die? The moment they counted the cost and laid their life as it were, they lived again. And not only did they live again, they changed the course of that national history. It hasn't happened once. It has happened more than once. Esther feared death. Esther said, I'm young. Esther said, I haven't started enjoying the perks of office of being a queen. Esther said, look, don't you know I'm the only one who went to receive in our neighborhood. Oh, bro, na opinion muketa. Nkanya na. Kanya angusia. Okwanya agu. Esther gave reasons. Esther said, just allow me to exercise friendship. Don't you know the king has not asked anybody in? Don't you know by the law of mercy and patience, nobody enters his royal presence except he's been invited by the king? Don't you know that for 30 days now I have not been so bidden? Reasons! Reasons! And Mordecai brought the simple home truth. You have survived till now. You have been kept alive till this generation. Who knows why God kept you here now? You can only die once. And if you will not rise up for the occasion of righteousness, God will raise up hell from somewhere else. But even that survivor you are thinking of, you will perish. And the moment Esther saw it was a matter of life and death, the eyes cleared. Friend, may your eyes clear this year in the name of Jesus. May that fear that dogs your step to remain where identity for heaven is found go in the name of Jesus. That's all God is saying. Look up. Look up to the rock from where you are in. Remember those who have been your forebears. They started small. They started ignominiously. They started without a name, without an identity. Their names had to be changed. When they had looked up again and again, and as they walked with me in righteousness, I blessed them. I increased them. And so am I out to do again in your generation this year. In the name of Jesus Christ. The moment it dawned on Esther, Esther said, if I perish, I perish. I go before the king. I look up. I go in to prepare spiritually. Go look up in prayers for me too. And the moment they did that, you know the course of history? Esther lived again. Esther changed the course of history. Esther remained in the annals of God's book, and you and I are witnesses of it today. Friend, this year, tell God, whatever will make me think twice about the cause of righteousness, wherever I am, I will dare it, and I will fear only you. I will not fear their fear. He said, don't fear their reproach, the reproach of men. They can only kill the soul. They won't kill the body. Fear him who has the power to not only kill this body, but cast the soul into hellfire. Don't bother about their reviling. If God can find you standing with a backbone this year, he has poured out his mercies of grace and favor in the name of Jesus. When others are buying, it's a matter of time and he manifests you out there. The evil will abound, but you will flourish in the name of Jesus. That's the evidence of looking up. And can I announce to you, if you know divine timetable and God's purpose for you, you won't go anywhere. You won't die. Nobody will set on you to hurt or harm you until you fulfill heaven's purpose in your life. That's God. So settle that in your heart. Don't be in double mind about it. When those demands come in the office, when those demands come as a young boy, young girl, to defy and to join the multitude, and to be in the valley of decision, and to just follow the easy way. When they come in your business, when they come from the community, when they come from your family, Remember, look up. Remain on the side of righteousness. Ye have not yet resisted unto the shedding of blood. Remember him who endured the cross and despised the shame. And remember that the worst they can do is to kill, and they have no power to kill if God has not commanded it. So what else is there to fear? If they malign your name, you won't be the first. You won't also be the last. They did that with Joseph. But from that maligning, Joseph came back from prison to the palace. Joseph came back from being a slave boy to a master over those who malign them. It's a step to climbing to God's preparation for you. So don't fear what comes along the way. If you can only deal with that this year, then the Lord has found a companion. He has found a friend. He has found somebody who is willing to look up. And he will do it with you in the name of Jesus Christ. So look up. Look up in situations. Look up unto God and be ye saved. Look up unto him. You shall fly. Look at Genesis 15:56. Look up to the heavens. The Bible says, God brought Abram out. When Abram was full of worry, when Abram was full of what happened next, perplexities. Here is January 1, dawn. Here are things. Look at my life. I stand at the threshold of this year. And Abram was full of wonder. And God said, Abram, come follow me. And he brought him out. And all that God says, look up. Do what? Look up. Just look up. Allow your faith's wings to fly. Allow your faith to anchor on me. Abraham, look up. See if you can count what you see. So will your children be like the sea and the stars. In the moment Abraham saw, he said, God, if you are the one saying it, I believe you. I believe you. I doubt my doubts. I keep them aside. And Abraham believed God. And it was counted unto him for what? Righteousness. That's where we became the children of Abraham by faith. That's the point, the turning point for Abraham. Abraham wasn't born again like you and I are born again and received Jesus. But he exercised the same quality that makes us to be born again. Simple faith. You haven't seen Jesus physically. You haven't touched his garments. You haven't walked along the streets of Jerusalem with him. But by faith, you receive him into your life, and he's engrafted, and your life changes. That was what Abraham did centuries ago. He just looked up and said, if it's God saying it, despite my circumstances, I believe him. So shall it be with you in the name of Jesus. So look up. Look up to heaven for results, for blessings. Believe the report of heaven. Every other report concerning you that is contrary to that of heaven, doubt that one. It came from a professor here, respect, put it aside. It came from the MD here, respect, put it aside. Your promotion will never come here, respect, put it aside. Your health will never improve. That situation will never improve. Believe the report of heaven. Look up for once. Trust him. And so this Isaiah 51:9, he says there, awake. Awake. Awake in your belief system. Stir up every fiber of you to say, I can only believe the Lord and no one else. Awake. Put on strength. Arm of the Lord. Awake in the ancient days. And they reminded us, is it not God that had called Rahab? Rahab is a synonym poetically for Egypt sometimes. There's the human Rahab. There's also the spiritual Rahab. Egypt is spiritual Rahab. Is it not you that has caught Egypt and wounded the dragon? Is it not you that have dried the sea and made the waters of the great deep and made the depths of the sea a way for the ransom to pass over? A miracle. Nobody contemplated it. The armies of Pharaoh said, we will pursue, we will overtake, we will sink them, we will destroy. And they were prancing. They said they have no other way. Before them is a mighty sea. They can only be sinking there. Beside them is a great wilderness. They can only perish there. And behind them is us in chariots, in horses. Proven they have no other help. So they have become dead bones. And right before their eyes, human impossibility, no explanation, no scientific proof, right before their eyes. Even Moses the leader had gone out of his wits. Nothing more was left in his arsenal. You know, Moses began to quote scriptures and say, "Ah, you Israelites, don't fear, do not be afraid. Believe the Lord this day. He shall wrought a salvation and he will hold their peace." And God said, "Moses, what are you there doing? What did I give you at the beginning? A small rod that has been useful to you, that had gone around with you. Moses, all you simply need to do is rise up in faith, throw that rod and strike the sea, and the rest is history." Friends, one of the miracles that no one had ever contained, a great sea became a highway for the redeemed to pass through. Look up to heaven for your blessings. They will manifest in the name of Jesus. They will manifest beyond the lead that men had placed on you. They will manifest beyond the limits that even your own rational thinking had desired. Just look up. Limitless. Can anyone count the stars? The moment it dawned on Abraham, is God really saying it? The stars. The stars. As numerable as they are, Lord, I believe you. May that be that heart of belief again, simply because you choose to look up in the name of Jesus Christ. That's where your blessings will come from. You will do the hard work. You will do the placement. God will give you ideas on how to be different from the others. You will stand out. But your successes and blessings won't be because of the hard work. It will be despite them. It will be in spite of them. The Lord himself will just pour out favor and grace upon you. There will be a divine visitation your way as you remain with that ingredient of righteousness in the name of Jesus. When men are saying, "No more hope," you can only look up, because your salvation is only beginning. And you know, salvation in God's parlance is not just your soul being saved. It's a package that comes with salvation of the heart, physical healing, deliverance from every bondage and from everything that has held you back, and opening of the gates to everyone held bound in any life situation. Preaching deliverance to the captives and freedom and the acceptable year when you are ushered before the Lord. So it's just beginning. Look up, my dear. Never look down. Never look down. Never remain looking at your circumstances. Never remain looking at the events around you. God has said again, there will be many looks. Better here, there will be many views. And there will be many voices. And many will clash one against the other. They will be in cacophony. Cacophony means that none will understand the other. And each one will be right in his own way. And they will clash. But among them, he says, don't look down. If you look at the things around you, the circumstances from where you will rise, Abraham will never become an Abraham. But he chose to believe God. Peter saw the master walking, doing a supernatural thing, walking on the sea. They didn't know it was him. And in Matthew 14, from verse 28, the moment they realized it was the master, fear gave way to belief. And Peter said, "Master, if it is you walking, and that is happening right before my eyes, Master, I want to follow after you. Bid me come." And the master said, "Come." And Peter leapt out in faith. And for a few steps, he also was walking on water. Hallelujah. He also defied gravity. He also beat every other thing that nature and science had said will limit you. And he went on. But the Bible said, he looked down, saw the waves and began to sink. Look up, don't look down. The events may happen, don't dwell on them. Don't let them make you dwell unduly on them. You will sink. Remove your gaze from them. They will discourage and despair. So, even despite the events, look up. Because your help does not come from those events. Your help will come from him who has made you and said, look up. The rock from where you are headed. Don't look back. Don't look back. Lot's wife, we are told clearly, Genesis 19:26, looked back. One action. Just one action. Just once, let me do it. Just once. At the year and the time when kings go to battle, 2 Samuel 11:1, at the time when it was necessary to move forward and expand the frontiers of the kingdom, expand the frontiers of righteousness, expand the frontiers of Israel, Moses, David elected in himself and said, I have fought long enough. I have fought great wars. This is the time to step back. General Job, gone. But for me, I elect to stay back. One moment, and the course of event of his life and history changed. Lot's wife, look back. Just one action, and she became history. Pillar of salt. Good for nothing, just as a warning to those who would look back. Friend, no matter the situation, don't look back. 2011 mercifully is gone. With all the successes and failures, gone. Great heights of achievement, gone. Great pedestals of manifestation, gone. Great success and promotion, gone. Why? If you dwell on them, you will lose the motivation to move forward. Great spiritual experiences, gone. Sad events, gone too. They didn't swallow you, hallelujah. Griefs, gone. Into history, never to come back. Gone, gone. So let them not bag their steps. Let them not bring a hangover to you. People who always dwell on the past don't do much in the present. They don't. They can't get faith enough to believe that present is possible. They glory so much in the past that they will tell you in those good old days, if it were in our time, this is the way we'll do it. You know that they have nothing better to offer for today and tomorrow. Those who do things will get doing. And when you choose to scratch them, they will give you a bit of their history. You say, meaning happened that way, and you are still coaching ahead. Those are the ones who have learned not to look back, but to look forward, as it were. And Paul told us that story. He said, that's the secret of my success, of my keeping faith, of my keeping making exploits. I always make sure. Can somebody read for us? Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. Let's read it in two or three different versions. Philippians chapter 3. Secret. Look forward. Never look back. Let every achievement, let every glory, let every acquisition, let every promotion, let every height go back and focus forward. And with it, every valley too of the shadow of death, they are gone and you have survived. Philippians chapter 3. Please read us verses 12 and 13.
Faithhood of me. Verse 13, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended. But one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead.
Hallelujah. Can we have verse 13 in another version too? Hallelujah.
Now, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead.
Hallelujah. Never arrive. Never achieve. There's something that happens to somebody who eventually arrives at what he has been struggling for a long time. Some of you have been there, isn't it? There's no more room for improvement. Is it not so? There's no more motivation to go beyond where you are. You've gone there. You've reached there. People are hankering to be there. They are paying double to be there. They are beating themselves right, left, and center. And by God's grace, you've reached there. Once you reach there, it's like it's stripped bare of all its attraction. You say, what more is there? Paul says, I have this mindset. I never arrive. No point is where I have arrived. I never have made it. When people are glorying and people are talking of what you've done, I have gone ahead. If I stay there with them, I may be drawn back to their pool, and I will remain at that level and never arise. The children of Israel arrived many times. At each point they came, Moses would go for more glory. He would go for more messages. He would go for more blessings. And the children of Israel would say, "We have arrived." And they would begin to sit, to eat, and to play. And they would go into what? Mordom. And they would die. And they would start from square one again. Never arrive. And the secret is, don't look back. Let the past glories, let the past failures, they've gone. And God made you survive them. And so Paul says, "I press forward to the prize of the onward calling in Christ Jesus." So, eternal values and also the things that are valuable in earth, look forward. Hebrews 10:38 says, "We are not of them that draw back unto perdition. Now the just shall live by faith." That looks like what you have heard before. God started Isaiah 51 and says, "Hearken to me, you that walk in righteousness. Hearken to me, as many of you as will remain in righteousness and fear the Lord." That's the meaning of just. Just, plain, right standing. It says the just shall live by faith. Not your circumstance, not your events. Don't look down at them. Let them not overwhelm you. Beyond their circumstance, beyond the turmoil and the many looks and views of this year, look up. Single yourself out. It's a discipline. But as you begin to continually make a practice of it, the Spirit of the Lord will keep you there in the name of Jesus. The just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, looks back, and remains back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. He's on his own. Even though I have said the things I will do for the righteous, he would have sidelined himself. He would have brought out where calamities will also overcome him. May that not be you in the name of Jesus. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Friends, look up. Don't look out. Don't look around. Don't compare yourself with others. There will always be people who may seem to be better than you. There will always be people who you will also seemingly be better than. That's God's own share of eternity valley. There will always be. He will tell them, Jesus himself said it, "The poor will always be with you. They are there so that those whom I have blessed can manifest my presence." So there will always be. Don't try to get even. Don't match this year by what somebody else had achieved and you want to prove a point. You will crash. Look up. Look up. Look up. Don't use somebody's achievement as a mark for you to reach it and overtake. The path may not be the same. So look up. Don't look out. Don't look out. Don't compare. Even if you were born the same day, you went to school the same day, you got admitted in the university the same day, you convoked the same day, perhaps you got married the same day, your paths are different. God has a timetable. So don't look out. Don't look around. You have you, and you are unique. And the Lord said you are a peculiar person. He said instead of looking out, look up to the rock from where you've been hewn. Focus your gaze there. Demas made the mistake. He had been faithful with Paul. But in 2 Timothy 4:10, we have a history that you will wish could change. He said, "Demas had forsaken me." He looked out to the world and he had attractions. And he said, "Look, let me go and taste. I can come back." But he never came back. He went. For all that is in the world, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, they are just of the world. They are not of the Father. Don't use worldly standards to gauge your progress. Can I tell you something? The days will be evil. Those who are in charge of fashion, the Italian gurus, I read about it. Not long ago, they said, "We have done all the fashion there is to do. We have displayed every fashion that we can think of. The only thing remaining now to do is to bear it all." In other words, the more naked we present now, the better. So, it ain't going to be better. If you look out to the world, your heart will fail you. If you look out to those who are going by their own ways, you will not run like them. And Jesus said in Luke 16 verse 8, the children of this world are wiser in their own generation than the children of who? Lie. The children of the world have their shortcuts. They have their mago-mago. They tell lies without any qualms. They can cut corners as if that is how life is. They drink and swim in sin and corruption as if that is their new baptized nature. And there's nothing, because that's their life. They say, man die, man perish, man go. And say, any day they are caught, it's all over. Maybe they've stuck to love them. But the children of the light who followed them in their own ways and abandoned the rock, the Holy Spirit who gives you wisdom, the scriptures which makes you wiser than your teachers, wiser than your ancients, wiser than your enemies, Psalm 119:98-100, wiser than every contemporary, gives you good success, you abandon it, and you join them in their own game, they will beat you black and blue, and you'll be left out cold. That's what looking out does. Don't look out. Don't compare. Ask heaven for the program for the next step. He will give you in the name of Jesus. And as you look up, you have to be encouraged. So you won't be disappointed. You won't be deserted. You won't be derailed. And so friends, as we go into this year, look up. Look up. When you see these things begin to happen, look up. For your redemption draws near. Ask God to give you the grace to live with eternity consciousness. Luke 21:28 says, when these signs begin to fulfill, when these signs in the sun, in the weather, in the physical terrain, in the spiritual world, in the economic block, and what will happen? You keep seeing more and more of the blocks coming together. Mama Gaddafi lived and died to become the president of United States of Africa. They will still get there. They will all congregate more and more. I'm sure many of you have heard that there is one world government. It's not news anymore. And there are people who are world citizens. They carry world passports. They go into any country of the world that are not disturbed by diplomatic immunity or no immunity. They go right there. Right from when they met in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, and they talked about Mother Earth. That was where they sowed the seed. So everything is on course. When you see these things begin to come to pass, know that the end is near. Your redemption draws near. Look up. Look up. Change and have the right values. Avail yourself of the correct priorities. You will still work hard. The blessings of the Lord will overtake you, but you will do it in righteousness in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says in 1 John 3 that those who have this hope in them make effort to do what? Purify themselves. They are in a state of readiness. Anytime it is, I'm ready. What shall it cost a man? What shall it profit a woman to gain this year in physical terms, in worldly allurement and achievement, and lose the one very thing which makes all the difference? Count the cost and begin to have a sign of eternity. Let your values be eternity bound. Anything that does not have the currency of eternity, drop it. It's not worth your time. It's not worth your effort. It's not. Anything that cannot be measured in terms of what is this worth eternity wise, how does it add to soul? How does it glorify God? Will it just boost my ego? Will it just make me belong? Will it just make me be counted among those who have arrived, who have worked hard? Anything, judge it with eternity viewpoint. So Colossians, it says, seek those things which are above. Don't remain only earthbound. You will be earthly useful. You'll be relevant as God desires of you, but you'll be heavenly prepared in the name of Jesus Christ. And you can only do that by looking up. Look up. And He who has promised, He's faithful. He will do it. John 12:24 says, except a corn of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it abides alone. But when it desires no longer to have its own feelings, protect its own color, protect its own ego, and dies, and only looks up to what the Master desires, it will bring forth much fruit. May that be your life this year in the name of Jesus. May the Lord grant you to flourish because you have disciplined yourself not to look sideways, not to look back, not to look down, but to only look up. you have made a point to tell him, Father, as the many looks come, the views, the voices, the tumult, the worsening of events, and you have promised that there is a place of safety, a place of deliverance, Lord, I will remain looking up. If you have to do it consciously, if you have to memorize it, if it has to enter from your knowledge life to the spirit level, it's worth doing. And so finally, Isaiah 51 verse 11 says, therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion. Zion is the spiritual heaven. And everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. May that be your portion eternally in the name of Jesus. May that be your portion spiritually in the name of Jesus. May that be your portion in this year of many looks. Look up, and you will obtain the salvation of the Lord. Health, preservation, blessings that outnumber physical efforts. In the name of Jesus Christ. Shall we bow our heads to pray? How great is our God? How great is His name? He's the greatest Lord forever the same. He drove back the waters of the mighty Red Sea. He says, I will lead you. Only trust in me. Only look up now. How great is our God? How great is His name? He's the greatest love forever the same. He drove back the waters of the mighty Red Sea. He says, I will lead you. This God is great. He's the greatest. He has spoken. He has the capacity to bring it to come to pass. He has said, He watches after His words concerning you to perform them. If He was able to drive back the waters of the Red Sea, then no human mind, no scientific experience, no astronomical explanation could account for. And He says, I will lead you. Only look up. He can do it. Tell Him, Father, I dare to look up. I dare to look away from around me. I choose not to look down. I choose not to look back. I choose to forget the things that have gone behind. They have gone with the old year. The successes, the failures, the hangovers. Lord, they stop. I have a pursuit. I want to yet go on to experience you. I want to yet remain in righteousness. The just shall live by faith. Father, this year, I choose to just look up to you in every circumstance. My professional demands, my academic requirements, my family needs, my lifetime needs, the need for a life partner, those promotion expectations, job desires. I choose to look up by faith. I no longer want to look at what man can do or has not been able to do. Lord, like Abraham, I look up, I look up, I look up, and I believe your report. Among the many looks this year, I look up from the views, I look up from the confusing voices, I look up from the way men have chosen to swim in iniquity the more. Plan evil the more, gang up the more, hoodwink the more. I look up. I choose to be set apart. I want to go your way. Give me grace. Give me grace. Give me grace. Can you pray that prayer? The year is long. 365 days, 364 more days to go. On your strength, you cannot go it alone. On your strength, you will not be able to go it alone. By strength shall no man prevail. Your wisdom is not helpful. You don't know tomorrow. Even the soothsayers cannot predict aright. But if he who knows the end of the year from the beginning and says, look up. Look up to me and be saved. Look up to me and be delivered. Look up to me and your blessings will be innumerable. Look up to me and I will take you beyond what human comprehension and achievements can bring. Look up to me and remain righteous. Look up. Then I had better say, God, I change my priority. Look up to the values that honor heaven. Look up to the lifestyle that no longer announces only you. One had died for all, that those who live should no longer live unto themselves, but unto him who died and rose again for them. You are living a borrowed life. This year, let him manifest it in full. Lord, I live by your dictates. My executive board decisions, I look up. Those areas I know very well, I look up for fresh insight. Those areas I will have challenges, I look up because my help will come from you. Those areas where there are moral quagmires, I look up because you will keep me in path of righteousness. Those areas where men's hearts will beat and fail them, I look up because there is strength. I will not fear their reproach. I will not dread their dread. I will receive a preservation from all evil of my soul, in my goings, in and out. I look up. Is that what you are telling God? Please respond to God. That's a rededication. That's a rededication. That's a song we're making to God. And as you sing, please, can you kindly stand where you are? In a moment of saying, God, I hand over the things I have known, the things I'm able to do, I surrender them. If you, your truth in my life, come, Father, come, Son, come, Holy Spirit, come, I take your I drop them. I forget them. Is there any impurity that followed you from last year? If I regard iniquity in my heart, if I have impurity in my life, the Lord will not hear me. I will not obtain mercy. I can only remain ground bound, earth bound. I'll be like clay. Father, I forget them. I cleanse myself. Can heaven hear you? Lord, I present myself a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto you. Lord, accept me. I come entirely empty to be filled in with the things you have prepared for this year. Lord, I come in empty, bereft of ideas on my own. I look up only unto you. But Lord, every garment that has been spotted, every life that has been impure, every hangover that had come from before and followed me into today, Lord, I drop them and lay them at the altar. Can you speak them out to God? Can he hear you? That nothing that was not planted of him will be seen remaining. We start afresh. That if the seed of him who rose from the dead dwells in you, he makes you not dwell in sin. He makes you reckon yourself dead to sin. He gives you grace to cleanse yourself from every impurity of flesh and spirit. Tell him, Father, I lay them aside. I lay them aside. Take control. Take over. Lead me on. Lead me on. Long prepare me a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. How this Hallelujah, sanctuary for you. Our Father and our God, we lay ourselves bare before you. God, we thank you that we are privileged to enter 2013. God, we thank you that of all men, high and low, you have preserved us. You preserved us from the vagaries of 2012. You preserved us from the uncertainties of the night. You counted us worthy to be among the survivors into this year. Lord, what shall we say? Father, what is there to say but to say thank you? Lord, and as we come in, Lord, we bring our lives before you. Father, we offer our lives as living sacrifices. We can't run them. We can't go with old garment. We can't go with spotted garment. We cannot make a progress of our lives on our own. Father, we lay them this morning as a living sacrifice. We ask that they be holy and acceptable before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, every garment polluted by sin, by iniquity, by compromise, by every form of doubting that had limited your power, Lord, that had followed us from overnight even into this morning, Lord, we lay them. And Father, we cleanse ourselves of them. We receive a purging from you. Father, purge our souls, purge our mouths, purge our lips, like you did with Isaiah. And Father, let every impurity that does not betake your glory be gone in the name of Jesus. Father, because of your mercy, I pour grace again in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, as we empty ourselves of our own, of our abilities, of our desires, of our will, of our achievements, Father, and as we come unto you to look up to the rock, the origin from where we are home, Father, we receive grace upon grace in the name of Jesus. Lord, we receive the outpouring of your grace and favor beyond our widest imagination in the name of Jesus. Those are your words. Father, we receive a divine visitation that stirs up a change in our lives and brings your calmness and your counsel into fulfillment in our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, we receive your preservation from evil, preservation of our soul, preservation of our goings in and going out in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we receive blessings that outnumber what man can number and factor in. We look up and believe your report beyond human effort, beyond human achievement. Lord, those blessings shall come because I ordained from heaven. And Lord, as we fall into the ground and die, and let you be the all, and let you be the counselor, and let you be the companion, and let you be the advocate, and let you be our senior partner in business, and let you be the one who will guide and our steps in our readings. Father in heaven, Lord, may it be counted unto us for righteousness. And may there be a flourishing of your blessings that man cannot explain in our lives in the name of Jesus. We shall see them and rejoice. There shall be gladness. There shall be rejoicing. Though fools, wayfarers we are on the highway of holiness, on the path of righteousness, Almighty God, fulfill your counsel in us in the name of Jesus. Fulfill your counsel in the name of Jesus. May unquantifiable success that man cannot put a finger upon, which you have promised, follow after the righteous here and overtake us right, left, and center in the name of Jesus. That even when many fall by our side, Lord, because of your mercy, we will remain standing. We will remain shining. We will manifest your glory, and we can only look up with the eternal consciousness. And Lord, you will be the one to take us on in the name of Jesus. For every area that the enemy will want to sow a seed, that want to make us draw back in sickness, in calamities, in business failures, in God, in forms of threat to life, security and property, Lord Almighty, in the workplace, exams, failures as they come, Lord, we lay ourselves on the table and say, once we are going with you, we say, you who broke the Red Sea in two and made a highway for the redeemed to pass through, as we go on the right path with you, Almighty God, pass us through in the name of Jesus. May we see a dividend of grace, outpouring of grace and favor, that when men had thought we were all gone and fallen down, Father, from the ashes will rise again in the name of Jesus. It shall be well with your people who walk in righteousness. There will be many looks, there will be many voices, there will be many views, there will be conflicting. And Father, iniquity will abound, the days will grow more evil. But God, you will redeem the time on our account in the name of Jesus. There will be a marking out of the redeemed. There will be a setting apart of those who have decided to walk with you. And Father, you will make your manifold testimony in our lives and through us in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jehovah. 2013, here we come. We come not in our own strength. We come in the victory that the Lord has granted. We come in the righteousness and salvation of the Lord. We come in the strength of him whom all earth fears, and whom every force bows to his authority. We come because the Great One has spoken, who has said, I will bless you and I will increase you. We come because God has spoken good concerning us into this year, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we receive those speakings into our lives, and we believe them other than any other report, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, King of Glory. We hand over this church to you as we look up again and again. Do your manifold grace. Do your manifold greatness. Salvage souls. Draw many more unto you. Lord Almighty, may your word resound from this pulpit and this church again and again, and be a voice to the nations, a voice in the wilderness, a voice to prepare and make people ready for the coming of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Lord, may your counsels reign supreme here. And Father, find us worthy instruments of service to the glory of your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Put your hands together for Jesus.